Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast. It's week 42 of year 2017. I'm Dirk and I'm here in fact with my little son Harry, who sits silently in this studio and said he won't say a beep. That's okay. It's Sunday. We were just out in Maplewood State Park on a hike with friends and dogs, and then we had a good lunch at Loon's Nest in Virgis, and it was a pretty day. And I think this upcoming weekend we have sun predicted, and we had really a great fall this year so far. So I hope you get out and explore even more until winter hits us, coming soon. And this week's podcast, I would like to take opportunity to share a little bit about what we have planned, what we have been doing so far, and why we're doing it. And maybe you feel like you can support us, this podcast and what we are doing for Lake Life and you, in fact. So, but before we get to this, please hear some news. County Board requests Minnesota DNR to stop stalking mussel lung. The Otter Tail County Board of Commissioners, by resolution, have requested the Minnesota DNR to stop the stalking of mussel lung in the county for a 5-year period or until enough time to have sufficient evidence that muskies do not and will not damage the environment. Interesting vote. We'll see. We'll follow that a little bit with our guest. You know, we regularly have Nathan Olson from the Minnesota DNR here in our program, and maybe he can speak about that sometime too. Another news item here in Detroit Lakes: airport runway extension project begins. The Detroit Lakes Becker County Airport officially broke ground on the $18 million runway extension. The plan is to widen and extend the runway, and also moving it 1,000 feet further away, farther away from Highway 10. The runway now is 4,500 feet, but with the extension, it will be 5,200 feet long. The runway project is not expected to be completed until 2020. There's a full article on the Detroit Lakes newspaper, and there's a link on our website, lakelifeweekend.com. Here's some upcoming events for this weekend. White Pane Butt Capping at Tamarack Wildlife Refuge, October 18th through October 19th. Enjoy a day outdoors at Tamarack Wildlife Refuge and help protect white pine trees from deer by capping the butts, October 18th and 19th. More information on fws.gov refugee Tamarack, or you find a link on our website, lakelifeweekend.com as well. Yoga Floor with Wendy Billy, October 19th, 6 p.m. through 7 p.m. In New York Mills at the Cultural Center on 24 Main. And then one more event here, the Classic Country with Matt V on October 19th at the Holmes Theater, 7:30 p.m. through 9 p.m. Matt V will be performing at the Holmes Theater from 7:30 through 9. And there's more information at the dlccc.org website and a link from our website also. Yeah, these were a couple examples of what we have been doing. This is already the 30th episode of our podcast, and we have been working on this for, every week. That's my math now. 6 times 4 is, what is 6 times 4, Harry? That's 24, right? 28, so 7. So we are about 8 months into this project, and we do a lot of lake life things. I shared a couple times we are recording out of Perm. In fact, we are a little marketing agency out of Perm here, and we are located in the Mutz and Greif building. And one of our products here is this podcast. We are also working very hard on a lake life magazine. It's going to be an online magazine, and it's going to be a print magazine. It's a lifestyle product where we want to highlight everything that we talk about here as well. It's not only going to be print, but we also have it online. That's kind of what you can use with our lakelifeweekend.com event schedule. So we will have a virtual online version of a news outlet, event outlet, all kinds of things, more actually to be included. Then we also organize an Explore Lake Life Expo annually in Fargo. That's coming up in February 23rd, 24th at the Fargo Civic Center in downtown Fargo. And we will talk about that a little bit more in the upcoming month. Yeah, what is it about this lake life? And I mentioned several times, I am from Germany. I relocated to Fargo in 2009. And in fact, I bought a little real estate company in town, in the area, I should say, 4 years ago. And I came into Lakes Country not knowing what it all bears, how much fun it is, and that it actually is a lifestyle. So after selling real estate, which is in the first place a housing solution, I learned that we are selling lifestyle, and we are dealing with passion about the outdoors, and we live in Minnesota, which connects us, I think, more than, I don't know if more than any other state, but a lot with nature. And I love it, and I speak about it a lot. And while I was exploring Minnesota and exploring lake life, I realized that I don't have, or actually I have too many resources maybe. I have so many event schedules. I have a ton of publications, and I have to research on so many levels to find out what's going on right now. And that kind of bothered me. So my goal was to actually create one platform, and I called it Lake Life Weekend, which bundles or funnels all the events, everything that's happening in the area in one spot. And when you start your weekend, think about your weekend, or drive to your weekend from the Fargo area, wherever you're coming from, to your cabin, because that's what most people are doing here, I felt that it would be an interesting resource to learn about what's going on. What can I do with the family? Maybe some suggestions about an event to attend, or a road trip to make, or to check out a new restaurant that has opened, or just a hidden gem that I've never heard about. So that was the actually the beginning of or the idea of what we're doing here. And it's hard work. It's a lot of fun. We do need support, though. It's so interesting to meet with all those people that I'm able to interview and share their intel insight with you. And if you have ideas or anything you want to share that we can talk about, communicate, please feel free to email this to us here at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And yeah, and then we will do so. But I have some news. We are currently working hard on a 2.0 version, an update, and I hope to release everything by February. So we are in fact working on our magazine, which will be a digital version at first, and then we will increase produce a printed version as a lifestyle magazine next year, hopefully as well. And yeah, stay tuned for that website. I don't know, Harry, what am I missing? No pictures? I hope we take enough from road trip. Okay, you heard maybe if you did. My son always speaks German to me, and I always speak German to him. It's a little awkward here for him, I guess. Me listening English to English. Yeah, the road trip. Yeah, we have our favorite road trips. And as you can hear, Harry is passionate about our little trips. We went today. 108 is our route, huh? And very curvy. And the leaves are still pretty, and not too many leaves on the ground, in fact, because if it's wet and leaves, that's really slippery. But yeah, we are about to explore some new road trips, I suppose, to add those to our list. And maybe on the upcoming website, it's going to be like a map interface where if you are at your location, at your cabin or at your house or something, and you just hit locate me, and then the idea is that you have all the events around you. Maybe we're even able to visualize the road trip itself and select it, and then maybe you can just drive it. I'm visiting very soon with my developers and speak about technology. I'm really not an internet architect, but I have people that help us build those things, and it's fascinating what we can do nowadays. And as you know, you're using it. So stay tuned for hopefully a road trip application on our website. And then, yeah, we do have support. There's a number of supporters for this podcast, because we're also doing this little print publication already, which is more of a booklet. So our greatest supporter is Jack Chivers Realty, in fact, in the area. But also Spanky Stonehearth is a supporter. At Ease Dock and Lift is a supporter. Seaberg is a supporter. Power Sports and Lakes Area Landscaping is a supporter of our actions. And there's a big list of our expo vendors that come. That's explorelakelife.com, actually, if you want to check that out. explorelakelife.com is the website, and it already tells you a little bit about this past one and then this upcoming one in February. So yeah, if you would like to help us grow this and share this with a bigger audience, feel free. We can use it. Send us an email, hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and definitely stay tuned about this growing schedule, interview, podcast, and all things that talk about lake life. Anything else, Harry? No? Okay. Well, thank you again for tuning in, and please come next week again. We will have Brett Dobling from Disgruntled Brewery in our interview here from Perham, and he will speak about his passion for brewing and his little brewery with one of the most beautiful beer gardens I find in the area, or actually the most beautiful beer garden, and all about his little production and how many followers and fans he has for his beer varieties. So if you want to hear about beer, Disgruntled Brewery Brad will speak to us next week. Stay tuned, and you have a wonderful weekend ahead with great temperatures. Get out and explore. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.